crispy wintry breeze. Through a half-open window flows. Whispery curtains cloak the wind as fountains of eyes peer blinking within. Stepping sprightly to the jig,
wading the tidal pools of my mind.
Floorboards creak like violins.
I trod upon a thousand creatures,
minuet in several keys,
slimy and oozing like gelatin,
tripping light fantastically,
yet fractal as the punch bowl where
a cat beneath a Victorian chair,
the ladle stirs a brew,
watches the dance in horror,
an elixir of mottled hues,
as the night air's tentacles sweep into the room,
and like the other party guests,
slithering in from the shadowy gloom,
between idle conversations I
wrapping about her arms like a skein,
refill my cup and quietly sip,
swirling beneath her gown,
the concoction spitting,
carrying
out the seeds,
her body like the arms of a groom.
Soon the room whose light,
in setting her gently down,
contains the astral tea party, starts to fade.
Meanwhile,
photons dispersing as do the guests.
In the compartment I ride,
and then I hear the swell of nature,
idly over the rails,
loud as though inside a conch
of some vast exotic tramway.
Waves appear, a sandy shore
that I have fashioned in my mind,
encroaching rocks on either side.
Trees are bending,
where bathe the sirens of my mind
in the wake of the train.
And there she stands, but only
mollusks fill the skies
for an instant on the patio,
while slow without a sound,
calling me to dinner, dog barking at her feet.
An evening mist beyond the window stirs.
New England in the fall.
And I tumble endless in her arms beside the bay.
The cat its peaceful slumber found restokes the coal and purrs.
Her beauty vespertine. Then passamentos from her dream and waltzes into mine.
Entrancingly, she moves along the corridor where I stand. But fear instills. I must not touch or brush against her gown.